All right. So Prince was targeted early because he was a brilliant child who was on his own and showed that he was very strong-willed early on. So I imagine they jumped on him pretty quick because they had already been using EMF to eliminate and modify. I mean, come on, Nikola. Perfected this weapon, invented it in 1914, had it perfected by 1934. I had in one show speculated that the Yale experiments in, I believe, 19, what was it, 1950? Or was it 60? I don't know, we'll have to go back and check, in which they experimented to see if they, if people would knowingly hurt someone with an electric current, if they were ordered to by authority. And I speculated then that that was perhaps sort of testing the waters to see if they could, get away with it, if they were able to have enough people to do this to others, to their brothers and sisters. But I suspect they've been doing it even earlier than that. I mean, we have Henry Kissinger's testimony from that memo to Moscow, telegram, I think it was, clarifying that there are actual harmful effects to EMF weapons and, establishing for the record, I guess, that it was, he's not responsible, I suppose. So all that is required is for us to start talking about it with the facts we already have in hand. So Prince gained, unfortunately, at a very early age, an education, only one the hard way, and which incorporated into his musical, poetic, and analytic gifts, catapulted him to the top of our most needed asset for securing our freedom list. He learned that loving, listening to, and expressing your body's urgings unequivocally, without fear, gets you in trouble with the state. In Computer Blue, when he says, "Please, please tell me what the hell is wrong," I believe he's expressing this. And for the next 30 years, he never stops expressing this. He had a unique gift of being able to express, to document masterfully, in an extraordinarily compelling interweave of story, mood, sound, and song, what his body felt, what he saw and sensed going on around him, a gift that only increased as his musical and literary palette grew more extensive. Prince's entire life was about the confrontation with the rigid, unequivocal discipline of the state as parent, a presence in all of our lives under class, but generally hidden behind buffers. He did not have those. The confrontation Prince experienced was extremely coercive and violent, but invisible, except for the effects in his body, a physical wave bombardment that could never be discussed. This, his very life, health, peace of mind, under 24/7 assault. And on this most important subject for his very physical and psychic survival, he could not speak in his voice, only in his music did he testify, and relied on our perspicacity and the truth to be established in time.